I really think our players don't like me, and they're trying to kill me, to be honest with you. Obviously, I was really pleased with the way we responded. You know, we had some adversity, some turnovers, and we had control of the football game, and we lost it, and we were able to fight back and make the plays, and we had to make them. I'm not sure it could. But, you know, we had a chance with that touchdown, you know, the first touchdown, and, you know, couldn't get a touchdown. It was called back. Then we missed the field goal, and you know, they get the onside kick. They get some momentum, have the interception for a touchdown. And I was just pleased with the composure our guys kept. You know, they kept their composure. They made the plays when they had to make them, and, you know, that's a sign of a good football team. Oh, yeah, I just told him that I was going to call a timeout beforehand. I told him it was about, you know, just as they were lining up, I said, I'm going to call it. So there's plenty of time, probably about 2 seconds before he did it.
Maybe a little divine intervention from Darren and Damian up above in the last two games?
Yeah, I'm sure they have a lot to do with it. You know, if I think Darren, I'm not sure which one Darren had and which one Damian had, but obviously they're doing some work upstairs, you know, because obviously, that second one hitting the upright, you feel very fortunate, and I'm trying to figure out who's the culprit, Darren or Damian, probably both.
Do you try to
time the timeout where they get the snap and all that? Well, you want them to get down there where their kicker is focused on ready to kick, but you want to do it soon enough where, you know, of course, the center, you know when he's looking down and he's adjusting the ball, not looking back at the holder. You know about when to call it. So when he started to look up is when I called it.
Have you ever had a game with a weather delay like that?
Well, to be honest with you, it happened in 82 playing Georgia Tech when I was at the University of Florida. And it was a delay like that, probably for about an hour, you know, safety of the fans. And we were getting beat at that time. We came back to beat them. So I felt pretty lucky. I could have worked the other way today. I just think as a quarterback gets more snaps, he gets obviously more familiar with our offensive system, our game plans, feels more, you know, familiar with the supporting cast, and you got to put him in those situations. You know, he had situations today where he had that one interception, didn't see that linebacker, and had that one tip pass at the end, you know, with a guy with hands in his face, and you know, he'll go back and look back and just kind of keep on getting better. But really pleased with his poise when the pressure was on, even last season. You know, you take the drive against San Francisco, before we fumble it, you know, takes it all the way downfield, hit Tony Scheffler inside the 10-yard line for a touchdown. That could have been the difference in the game then, too. So he shows a lot of poise when the pressure's on, and obviously did it today. Well, I'm not sure about that, but I know I've never been in a game where the only time you led when there was no seconds on the clock. I do know that. I'm not sure how many times that's been done before, but that was a little bit different. This was, you know, we've had games like this before where you kick it, you know, with, you know, in overtime and you've got good field position. You decide, you know, kick the field goal rather than go for the touchdown. Yeah, you feel very lucky. You know, that's, I think, where we go back to Darren and Damian. You know, somebody's pulling for us up there. I know that. I didn't say anything to him. You know, what can you do about that one tip? It was very unfortunate. And then, you know, we got the right coverage and just didn't see that linebacker. Really, is going to be a good throw. It was man coverage. The linebacker did a good job dropping off into the zone and just missed him. And that's part of the experience of a quarterback, you know. But the thing that I like about him, when he makes a mistake, it's full speed. He's not upset. I don't even have to talk to him on the sideline because he knows. And, you know, you give him suggestions every once in a while or coaching points when, you know that maybe he just didn't see something, but he knew it as soon as he did it, and you know, that's what you like about a guy like that. That's a competitor, and you know, really understands what he's doing. Well, I think we're pretty efficient in the second half too, to be honest with you. You know, we had a couple long drives. Obviously, you know, didn't put many points on the scoreboard, and we had one touchdown called back. We had a penalty that was backed up on the 3-yard line, and we hit a deep over, and you know, we got out of the backed up in the minus 3 yard line and they call us for a holding. And, you know, so there's a few situations like that that, you know, we made some mistakes. But, you know, we made some plays that I felt very proud of. We eliminate some of those mistakes, some of those penalties in key situations. But if we move the ball like that and keep on fighting like that, good things are going to happen. Well, you know, it's like a turnover. They had three turnovers. We had three turnovers, if you count that. You know, we had two interceptions and an onside kick, just like a turnover right there, and they had three turnovers. So, you know, obviously too many turnovers on both sides of the ball, and that's why it came down to the wire.
Mike, how concerned are you about your run defense when there seem to be pretty big holes at the same time you were stacked up to stop them?
Well, yeah, there's concern, you know, but the bottom line, when you take a look at the end of the day, you're going to give up some of those yards sometimes when you're playing seven-man fronts. You still want to play better. And you know, I think we can keep a defense off balance. I mean, keep an offense off balance with what we're doing. I don't know how many yards they had, but you know, basically they had 14 points, 7 points last week. But we need to work on that and get better at it, that's for sure. But we knew going in, watching the Raiders in preseason, that they were a much improved rushing offensive football team, very similar to what we're doing. Zach obviously came in and he's hard to stop, and you could see as the game went on, he got stronger.
Coach, it seems like the receiver's got a few steps on Greg Watt. He came back to that big interception at the end. What do you say about his ability to bring big plays like that?
Well, he's a big, you know, big-time defensive back, and you know he loves to play the game. And like most corners, you got to wipe things out after you make a mistake. We had a full blitz on, and here he goes, you know, stride for stride, and doesn't, you know, I just think a breakup is good. And for him to come down with that ball was, you know, exceptional. He's a big play receiver, and you can see why he's had so much success for his career. Okay, thanks.